So much then for caste. This is the main idea. Now we come to one more theme, which is very important. What I call the ashramas. A-S-H-R-A-M-A. Ashrama. That means disciplines. The disciplines proper to the different stages of life. Life is divided in the middle. This is a wonderful concept, but it's one that I don't recommend. Life is divided in the middle. When the first gray hairs arrive, that's about the middle. And the Indians regard the middle as very early. The first half of life, in the traditional view, is to be lived in the village, in the society, performing your social dharma. The second half of life is to be lived in the forest, performing yoga to achieve absolute illumination. This is the way in which India has synthesized the two diametrically opposed orders of social commitment and social dissociation in order to achieve inwardness and absolute transcendence. For India, social life and all this that I've been talking about is simply a preparation. You are diminishing the force of ego. In the forest, you must erase it absolutely, or you must try. Now, each half of life is itself divided in half. The first part to be spent learning, the second part in realization. First quarter of life, therefore, is that of student, first 15 years or so. The second quarter of life is that of householder, as it's called. One is married, never saw the wife or husband before. The family and family marriage brokers have provided a perfectly proper person according to your caste. You can read in Indian newspapers today columns advertising for wives. All this is done by families and brokers. The little boy or girl knows nothing about it. And when the marriage, the crisis comes, when the veil is removed, and each sees other, and that's it, particularly for the wife, who probably will have to throw herself on this, whatever it is funeral pyre some fine day.